100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, one of my WordPress sites is down. The other one is up. This one's up. I guess I might as well do the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was plane. And so we got a bunch of plane stories in. Actually, they're better than plane. They're actually pretty good. I think you'll enjoy them. And, well, my jaw and tooth are feeling a bit better. Sinuses aren't bothering me at all anymore. Who knows when that'll happen again. I'm still putting on weight. Still eating like an idiot. Not walking as much as I should. Most of the time I do a walk in the morning before the sun comes up, except for today. And I should do one in the evenings after the sun goes down. I roller coaster. I do this to myself. And arthritis in the knee. That's what the x-ray said. And this and that and blah blah. My right thumb was acting up for a bit, but it's feeling good now. And, you know, you have good days, you have bad days. So that's it for my whining and bitching. How about you listen to some stories and actually hear what you came here for?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Plain and simple, no more bickering, you hear? The kids nodded. We're going to enjoy the trip to the sea. The kids nodded. And get rid of that right now. The kids chuckled. Don't you chuckle now. The kids nodded and took the tringums from their mouths. This is not going to be easy. The train arrived, and the nanny got distracted for just a split second. A few minutes later, while looking for the tickets, she found the gums in her pocket. The kids laughed and laughed and thought that this would be a great trip to the sea. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 947 with a prompt of plane. Here's my story. Since Sabrina had been awake all day, Bilbert and his mother were let right in. She lay under a plain white sheet with only her injured leg exposed. Bilbert said, "You've met my mom." His mother stepped to the bed and took Sabrina's hand. Sabrina shivered and leaned forward to look at the external fixators protruding from her leg. The sheet slid away to expose bare shoulders. She stared intently at Bilbert's mother. "You have magic." Mrs. Weinerheimer smiled. "No, it's my superpower. I induce efficiency. For the next half hour, your body will heal with greater effectiveness and speed." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, recovering from second-degree burns to my face. White people should not go in the sun. And my story this evening, my humble story this evening, is Don't Tom It Up. I've always been fascinated by words that do double duty, like second and second, a thing of one and a thing of two, or words that sound alike, like berry and berry, words like set with 230 different definitions. To shift from a noun to a verb is major word jujitsu. You hammer with a hammer, saw with a saw, and you can tie a tie. You can sin a sin. My favorite having spent time as a cabinet maker's apprentice, is to plane with a plane, in the rain, possibly in Spain. My goal, or my name, is to become an adjective. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. They asked me what I wanted for my last meal. I told them I'd like something bland. Keep it plain and simple. Nothing spicy, nothing heavy, or stodgy, and something that wouldn't give me indigestion. It was bad enough being condemned to death, without worrying about enduring a dodgy stomach, or a nasty bout of acid reflux, on top of it. I had chicken soup, with plain, crusty bread. It was very pleasant. Then they led me down to meet old Sparky, strapped me in, and threw the switch. In the end, I got a good fry up, after all.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's a story on the topic plane. They do say that the best way to hide something is in plain sight. It's not. The best way to hide something is encased in concrete, deep within the foundations of a building, out of sight, out of mind, and out of reach of law enforcement. Okay, take five and grab a coffee. I'd never expected to have to attend workshops on criminal best practice when I signed up to the Mafia, but I was enjoying them and learning a great deal in the process. I was looking forward to the next session, Sleeping with the Fishes, a beginner's guide. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Alicia died young. Her body was wrapped in burlap and buried out by the big oak tree behind the house. No headstone or marker. Years later, after her parents sold the property to a developer, a backhoe uncovered her bones. "Don't say a thing," said the contractor, throwing the bones into a plastic bag and tossing them into the construction waste dumpster. It was a good mall, as malls go, until a bigger mall went up across town and everybody went there instead. A diploma mill college moved into the empty stores, and a call center for online shopping returns.
Word Stories. Well, that's it for the weekly challenge this week. The topic was plane, and the next one is spread. And I'm still adjusting this headset. I have not yet gotten the Yeti microphone. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know. Is it worth it? What's the point of it? There was this fancy one at Amazon, and this fancy one at Walmart, and what am I going to use it for, really, except for this? I've got all these Amazon devices all around. And I'm automating everything, and it's fun. Rather focus on that, I guess. I'll spend on that. I know that all the money that I wasted on one thing that I canceled after a week or two because it never worked, and then they wanted more money, and it's like, okay. And I'm going to be switching mobile providers, so that's going to be fun. Not like that'll go wrong. And then the DeBosch website is down, and I contacted support yesterday. Oh, no, we got it up and running, and then it's down again. Call back in 24 hours, and it's like, why? What's wrong with the server? Tell me. Tell me. I used to run my own server, and I had a problem or two, and I solved them. It was just frustrating. I don't know, maybe I'll move the DeBosch site over to Wix and be done with it. It really doesn't matter. You know, as fancy as it is, has anyone told me, hey, you have the site's down? No. So, I mean, well, probably they're thinking, well, we assume you know it's down. Yeah. Well, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Whatever. Maybe I'll take a break from it. Well, anyway, that's it for me bitching and whining. You've suffered enough. Have a great week, and as always, keep it brief.